Hi, my hand's wet.
That's all right.
I'm Jim.
Jim, nice to meet you.
And I'm Michael.
Hey, nice to meet you.
So, Jim, can you tell us a little bit about this exhibit that you have here today?
Yeah, sure. We're trying to show the kids basically what different types of surfaces, how the runoff from heavy rain would affect downstream with rivers and levee system, and just trying to teach them basically the difference between parking lot and a more permeable surface like grass.
So what group are you with?
We're with the National Weather Service.
Awesome.
Yep, right here in St. Louis. Yep.
Excellent. So what brings you down to the event today?
Oh, we're just out here trying to show off some of our stuff that we have here. We got some tornado videos, and we also have some of the tornadoes that actually hit the St. Louis area.
Okay, yeah, so making it relevant and showing some of the impact of science.
Definitely. Yeah, and then just teaching the kids a little bit there, too.
Gotcha. So have you engaged in a variety of different outreach events?
Oh, yeah. We're pretty heavy in outreach. We do spotter talks throughout the year, and that's teaching the people to help us basically spot the storms. And then we also do events like this where we teach the kids, and we go to schools and churches and stuff like that, too.
So what got you interested in doing this type of work?
Well, when I was very young, I had a storm that hit our house and caused a lot of damage, and that's what got me involved in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
most meteorologists have the same MO. Something happened to them. Probably with him, it was a hurricane or something. He's from Louisiana. Okay. I'm from St. Louis, so it was a severe storm that hit my house.
Interesting. So just the desire to understand what was going on.
And then protect people.
Gotcha.
That's our main objective, is to protect people. So,
fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about your career path, how you went from this kid curious in storms to where you are today?
Yeah, well, I was always fascinated with it because of the storm, and then I always liked snow as well, so I just got really involved in school doing science projects and focusing on math and science, and then from there I went to St. Louis University and got my undergraduate degree in meteorology, and then I went to the University of Wisconsin to get my master's, so yeah, and then went to Marquette first for my first job, Marquette, Michigan. Had 320 inches of snow. I no longer like snow.
You got over the snow.
Yeah, snow's gone. And then I moved back here to my hometown. So, yeah.
So what's your favorite thing about your job now?
Favorite thing probably is just teaching people in the office and outside the office and making them understand the weather.
Awesome. Yeah. So what's the one big takeaway that you would say from your exhibit today that you're really trying to get across to kids?
Probably just thinking more smart about how we engineer things. So the parking lot, it's great. Aesthetically, it looks great, but it doesn't really do much for us when it comes to runoff. So when we think about building parking lots, maybe instead of building just all pavement, maybe include some green space like a lot of the new places do. So, yeah.
All right. So one thing I always like to ask folks that we speak with is if you could have one ask or one request for the people listening, what would that be?
Probably just pay attention to the weather. What we're stressing right now is to be weather ready. So have a plan of action. So not only pay attention to the weather, but also if there's a warning issued, then make sure that you know what to do.
Excellent. So is there a place that people should go to learn more about being weather ready?
Or? Yeah, it's very easy. Weather.gov.
So head over to weather.gov, find out if you are weather ready, and thanks so much for speaking.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Thank you.